Philip Semper, PhD, Surgeon Care. Today's date is 05/22/2025. Dictation is for Ms. Cheryl Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, Cheryl spells C-H-E-R-Y-L. Date of birth is 10/14/1958. This is a 66-year-old female here with right knee pain, period. Patient stated she has a long history of right knee DJD. It's being followed by an orthopedic specialist who recommend arthroscopy. She said she does not want that procedure and is here requesting a trigger point injection. She stated that she received one approximately 2018 and this worked well for her until 5 or 6 months ago when she starts having increased pain, period. She denies trauma. Described pain as sharp, rated pain as 6/10, increased with weight bearing, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were refused. Were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph. Review of systems. All systems reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Previous paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 status 98%. Primary blood pressure is 122/77. Pulse 69. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Previous paragraph. Right knee. A small amount of effusion is present. Negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray. She has full range of motion with moderate discomfort and there is grating, period. Next paragraph. The same paragraph. Neurovascularity intact. Sensation is normal, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulator rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. No peritoneal signs, she has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, except right knee as described above. She bears weight well with antalgic gait on the right, period. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Assessment number one is right knee pain. Assessment number two is right knee degenerative joint disease. And next paragraph, the procedure, trigger point injection. Next paragraph, procedure was explained to patient, what entails. We talk about the side effects and complications. She stated that she understand and give verbal consent for me to proceed, period. Next line, site was cleansed with betadine and overwipe with alcohol. Patient and I identify the areas of maximal pain, three areas, one in the medial surface of the joint and two on the lateral surfaces of the joint, period. Next line, the site was again cleaned with betadine and alcohol with a cc syringe, 5 cc's of lidocaine along with 80 milligrams of solumedro was drawn up and mixed. Next line, medication was injected into the joint at exactly the areas of pain. Next line, patient was observed in clinic for approximately 20 minutes. Then reevaluated, she reports improvement in her pain. She was strongly encouraged not to go to another facility to get these injections, as getting them too frequently could cause complications with her tendons. She says she understands and will comply. She was sent home with instructions to buy over-the-counter Tylenol and take as prescribed, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. The patient tolerated procedure well. There was no complication with the procedure. End of dictation.